I'm 18 years old. Well, I'm just feeling, I guess, anxious to see, like, where this is going to go, because I've always been kind of hesitant to protest because I was scared about, like, which route it would take and whether it would be safe or not. The amount of police presence is a bit, like, having me feeling iffy because it's supposed to be a peaceful protest, so to have that much of them kind of feels like they're on guard for something bad to happen, but we'll see how it goes.
I'm going to call the names of the people who were killed just this year alone. Think of all the mothers, the fathers, the brothers, the sons, the daughters who were murdered. Gavin Eugene Long, Dayton Ernest Harper, D'Angelo Webb.
I'm Joe Kennedy and I'm 48 years old. These three words, Black Lives Matter, are very simple and very clear. They do not mean that other people's lives don't matter. They simply mean that Black lives matter. That is a truth. It is an undeniable truth. And we need a criminal justice system and a system of law enforcement that lives up to that reality.
I keep wondering, what is it going to take for there to be a real big shift in the way policing is done? My name is Celeste Taylor. I'm 60 and I live in Homewood. I want our children in particular to be able to live in a world where there's less violence, and certainly in a democracy where the police are to protect us. When they become our tormentors, something's wrong. It's important not to be silent.
Stephen Vanansky, incident commander for this demonstration. I think it went really well. Everybody was peaceful. We gave them a chance to express their opinions and express their First Amendment rights, and we're happy that there were no incidents. For this small group to come out in the middle of the intersection is really, in the grand scheme of things, not unreasonable. And anything we could do to help accommodate people is what we're trying to accomplish.